Really, you know, they got a good quarterback, real good quarterback. Their team, they're fundamentally sound, have some great skill players. I mean, they like to have a complete offense.
Pretty stunned about that key pass on Sunday. How much does Matt Ryan look at Gonzalez in those types of situations?
Yeah, he looks for him a lot. You know, Gonzalez is a guy who's played his game for a long time, who's been consistently good, one of the best tight ends to ever play, and he's still playing at a high level. And I mean, he's making big plays for him.
What stands out about him? You face one of the best tight ends in the league.
I mean,
how does he differentiate himself from
those guys? Really, it's just that thing that those guys once told me when I first got in. You know, they say, you know, it's all good and dandy. You know, when you come in, you can run faster than as the fastest, can move, you know, as quick as he said. But they told me, you know, the older you get, the more, you know, you have to have it up here. And, you know, I didn't understand so much then as I do now. And Tony Gonzalez is a guy who plays by that. You know, he may not be, you know, as fast as he once used to be, but he's really crafty and knows how to get open.
How comforting is it to have Justin sit back in the game last week, just in the huddle, seeing him in that presence that you find?
Yeah, man, it was amazing. You know, glad we had that bye week in order to get him that much more healthier. And, you know, just to have him out there, you know, he's a big part of our defense. And like I said before, anytime we can have all starting 11 guys out there, you know, that breeds confidence in the defense, that breeds confidence in one another.
Does he have a great role where he inspires guys with presence just in a
little
week?
You know, I don't want to compare. You know, I don't like comparing guys to one another, but you know, Justin is his own guy. You know, he is what he is to us. You know, he's a guy who's gonna come out there and give it everything you got on every play, and that's what we love about him. And we're just glad to have him back in there.
Did you pick up right where you left off at in terms of occupying blockers for you to get in there?
You know, really, he just anytime he's out there, you know, you have to account for him. You have to, you know, almost put two guys on him, because if you don't, you know, that's a chance. You know, he has a winning. And even when you put two guys on him, he still can have a chance of winning. So anytime you have a guy of that magnitude, you know, it's great to have him out there.
You were the guy that got after Aaron Rodgers last weekend. Is that going to be a key against Matt Ryan?
You know, there's no doubt. You know, we most certainly have to get pressure on Matt Ryan. And as we've done all year long in the last two seasons, our front four guys, you know, when it's time to get after a quarterback, those guys do a great job of, you know, running the stunts that they run and gaming and whatnot. And it's going to be up to them for the most part, you know, to really get after them. And when Coach, you know, calls for a five-man pressure, then he will. But for the most part, we're really going to count on those guys to get after them, and we're going to be in coverage. You know, they, like I said, they have some good skill guys that we have to account for.
How's the experience of being in the game last year help you guys prepare this year?
I'm sorry,
how's the experience of being in the game last year help prepare?
Really, it's just the experience, you know, just knowing that, you know, this opportunity is rare. You know, it doesn't come around often, although, you know, we were here last year. But, you know, the prior, you know, 4 years to that, you know, me being here, we were at home those other times. We didn't make the playoffs. So just have this opportunity again to be here. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, we don't take for granted. And we know that, you know, that window for chances like this, you know, are slim, and we have to take advantage of the opportunity. Yeah, you know, when we went against him in, you know, training camp, and, you know, when he was running the scout team and whatnot, you know, he never really done the things that you see him do, you know, on our offensive side. It was more so for the teams that we would play, and, you know, which would just drop back. And every now and then, you know, he would kind of scramble. For the most part, you know, he's looking to get back there and throw the passes that, you know, we were needing to get the looks on and whatnot. But just to see him in practice, you know, see him the way that he moves in practice, and then just to see, you know, when he gets in the game, it's almost like he's even faster, you know, in a game, which, you know, I guess is what it tends to be most of the time. So. Yeah, you know, that's he can throw the ball too, you know, has a strong arm, and you know, and that's something that makes him that much more valuable as a quarterback, is that not only can he run, you know, he can throw as well. And anytime you have that kind of threat at the quarterback position, you know, it makes it tough for a defense. And, you know, I know he's only going to continue to get better, and the offensive line is going to continue to block for him. And, I mean, and just see our offense and see the things they've done in the last game and have done all season long, you know, I'm glad to have our offense, you know, at the point they're at now. And, you know, I just hope they're going to turn up even more, you know, this Sunday. I mean, anytime, you know, your offense can get out there and put up points, you know, it allows the defense to be able to go out there and just play. You know, you don't really think a whole lot. You know, you're not really kind of sitting back on your heels thinking, you know, you can't make a mistake here and give up something because, you know, offense not doing anything. Anytime, you know, your offense can put up those kind of points, you know, it allows the defense to be able to just go out there and play. You know, for us, you know, we have to go out there, and for myself, you know, it's just really just to go out there and just play, continue to play at our level and turn it up that much more. You know, I never feel like, you know, I've played my best football, even, you know, when you go back and you see the game or even after the game, you know, people pat you on the back and say you've done a great job. You know, it's those one or two plays out there you wish you could get back that maybe they don't know so much of what you did wrong. But us as a team, really, it's just, like I said before, being in this situation and really just bringing it home, man. It's not good enough just to make the playoffs. It's not good enough just to, you know, make it to the NFC Championship. We want to win it all because that's what we'll be remembered by the most, you know, is being able to go to that Super Bowl and win it. But it starts this Sunday, you know, winning this game to have the opportunity to go there. So really just winning it all.
When you came here as a pup, Mike Nolan was the head coach. What are your memories of what you may have learned or got from him during the time when he was here as your coach?
Really, man, I was telling somebody the other day, I think I was doing an interview and someone was asking me that question about Coach Nolan. And, you know, as a young one, you know, as a rookie, I didn't really get a chance to, you know, to talk to him that much. You know, it was more so just my position with Coach Singletary. You know, as a youngster, you know, you know, I didn't feel like I had too much say to the head coach. You know, it's like, what am I going to talk to him about? You know, so for the most part, you know, I didn't really have that kind of relationship with him as you would think or whatnot. But you know, he was a good guy, and just to see what he's done, you know, for that Atlanta Falcons defense. I mean, they're playing great football as well. They have a great defense down there. So, you know, so he's doing something really well down there. But like I said, I don't remember too much about that. What's up?
Over and say anything to him before the game, maybe?
Or? I mean, if I see him, you know, I shake his hand and whatnot. And like I said before, you know, I'll be forever grateful for that coaching staff who drafted me and all those who had a hand in bringing me here. You know, it was a dream come true for me and probably one of those dreams I never thought that would have happened because, like I said before, I grew up a Cowboys fan and didn't like the San Francisco 49ers for nothing. But now, you know, that's what I bleed. That's what I sleep. You know, that's what I eat. I mean, this is my home. So,
last one, guys. Patrick, you know, this year there's been an emphasis of trying to avoid helmet trauma. You know, you're known as one of the better tacklers in the league. If you've managed to somehow avoid those kind of helmets, do you have an adjustment technique or what is hard?
You know, man, that's a sensitive subject. You know, when it comes to me, you know, I love to play this game, and I always wanted to play this game for the simple fact that I will play defense for the simple fact that you can hit. You know, you can just let loose and for the most part not get penalized on the way that you just go after somebody and attack them. And now, you know, you really have to be conscientious of it. But for the most part, you know, I can't say what I would and what I wouldn't do. You know, I always want to play within the rules, do what I'm supposed to do, but. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. If I could ever get those zero in shots, you know, like our safeties get sometimes, like some other guys get, I can't see how it would end up. A lot of times, you know, I'm having to chase, having to break down, or I'm on them little fast guys to be trying to juke you out. So I never get that chance to just, you know, hit straight on. But you know, I always say, man, just play football, and whatever happens, happens. At the end of the day, it's us against them, and. Us against them, meaning like us against the offense, and we try and keep them from getting yards, first downs, or even opportunity to win a game, you know, if they get a first down or whatnot. So we just got to go out there and just play defense, and whatever happens is going to happen.
No, not really,
man. I'm telling you, if I could think that fast, you know, with going ahead. I mean, I honestly think it's almost impossible sometimes, you know, to be going that fast and the guys, you know, coming that fast at you, you know, to be able to kind of like say I'm a duck. And because a lot of times you do stuff like that, you know, you tend to hurt yourself or not. So for me, I'm a hit. And like I said, I hope it's within the rules. And if I ever get flagged, you know, I never mean to do it intentionally. But, you know, my job is to go make tackles. And however that means or whatever needs to be done, that's what I'm going to do.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
Thank you.